Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I am just so excited to just come together with you all each and every Monday morning to just say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for who you are. I don't know where you're at, but just give God a hand clap of praise right now because he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. And God, we just uplift your name right now and just say thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you have done in our lives. Thank you for what you are currently doing in this very moment right now. And thank you, God, for what you are going to do for us in the future. Like the song said, you are worth fighting for. And so this morning, I'm not going to be before you long. But I do want it to, as usual, come in and say a word of prayer with you all. But I was reflecting on a few past conversations that I've had with some friends of mine. And one thing that stuck out this morning was I was talking to a friend recently, and they stated they don't go to God about certain things because they don't feel deserving that God knows the desires of their heart, and that be that. And I'm like, what? I said, no. I said, we gotta switch this around. And so, you know, we talked about it and things like that. But what I wanted to share with you all is that don't give up on God. Don't give up on God. Because when you don't bring your request to God, when you don't really communicate the desires of your heart, that's you not really being in relationship with our Heavenly Father. He wants you to communicate with him. He wants you to pour out your heart to him rather than, oh, you go and pouring out your heart to someone else who 9 times out of 10 does not have the answer that you may be seeking. Now, this is different from seeking professional help. I'm talking about when you pour out your heart to a friend, a family member, and all the things, and there is no prayer or no communication to God behind it, right? That lies the issue, my friends. So I'm encouraging you this morning to want to communicate to God, want to tell God that your deepest desires. What is it that you really are wanting God for in this season? And be upfront with God. Let him know. You know, hey, God, it's me, your faithful servant. So this is how I be talking to God, literally. You getting a sneak peek. Hey, God, it's me, your faithful servant, Crystal. You know, your daughter. I'm seeking you for this thing. I'm seeking you for healing. I'm seeking you for advancement. I'm seeking you for good health, life, strength in my life. I'm seeking you to be a better leader in this earthly realm. I'm seeking you. So whatever you're seeking God for, seek him earnestly, seek him diligently, seek him expectantly. I felt that one. Seek God expectantly, knowing that God is going to come through for you, not man, not yourself, not mama, daddy, brother, sister, whomever, but God is going to come through for you in just the right timing, right? In just the right timing. And so I want to encourage you again. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And listen, I need you to know that God is able to do what he said he would do. And I love how the song said that we played, You're Worth Fighting For. It's that eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what you have planned for me. And we got to go straight to the scripture where that said, where it's stated in the word, because I want you all to study it and to understand what is really saying to you. Read it, get the revelation, pray on it, or read it, pray on it, get the revelation. Read, pray, get the revelation, in that order, right? Read, pray, get the revelation. And I'm just praying that you will receive a revelation from God. Now, don't be like, oh, I got the revelation just like that. It may take time for you to get the revelation. That's why I said read, and you may need to reread. Pray about it and get the revelation. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, it states, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. And I believe that all of us here today love us some Lord, our God. We love us some Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like, we love God. We are here because we love God. We are here because we want to give God our first fruits. We are here because we want to hear from the Lord about our careers, about our family matters, about our businesses. We are here because we love God, and we seek ye first the kingdom of God in all things, right? And so I want to read that scripture again, 1 Corinthians 2:9. If you don't know, you do know that this is your homework. This is your reflection for this season or for this week. And so it states, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind. Let's just talk about that. What no human mind. I'm pretty sure all of us here consider ourselves fairly smart, you know, intelligent, all the things. We're all that, right? Why? Because we are sons and daughters of God, period. But what no human mind, what your mind can't, your mind can't even conceive the things God has prepared for those who love him. And last time I checked, I know I love God, and I know, and I believe that you love God too. So I want you to lean into this scripture, lean in and know that God has things planned for you that you can't even fathom. Nobody has seen it. What God has for you, it truly is for you. And what God has for you, you've never seen it. You've never experienced it. And it's some things that God has called you to that you're like, God, me? Really? Yes, you really. Yes, you really. And the song says something even powerful. It said the calling on your life is worth fighting for. The calling, a lot of us may not even know what our calling is, or some of us may even know what the calling is, and you're just like, I don't even know how to seek, how to go after this. But what we really need to continue to do is to communicate to God, go to him and seek him in prayer every single day, every single hour, minute, whatever, and take your request to God, no matter what it is, because the calling on your life, what God has destined for you to do in this earthly realm, is worth fighting for, point blank, period. It's worth fighting for. If you know what it is, you definitely know it's worth fighting for. If you don't know what it is, listen, it's worth fighting for. Why? Because I just pray right now that God reveals what it is to you by and by, as you continue to experience life, as you continue to build and want to desire a better relationship with God, He will reveal it to you. It's meaning your calling, what you are meant to do in this earthly realm, your purpose, who it is that you are meant to serve in this earthly realm. And I just believe right now and declare and decree that He will reveal it to those who do not know in record time, in Jesus' name, right? And so, again, I want to encourage you this morning. Don't give up on God, because He won't give up on you. I want you to understand and believe that God is able to do what He has said He would do for you. And eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard what God has planned for you. And the scripture again behind that is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Okay. So definitely, again, lean in on that scripture this week, y'all. Lean in on it. Study it. Believe it. Understand it. And say, God, listen, I know You have a lot planned for me. I may not know what it is, but I trust that You will see me through. I trust that You will provide every single resource. I trust that You are Jehovah Jireh. I trust that You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and You can do above and beyond anything I ever imagine or think. In Jesus' name. And so I pray that message stirred your spirit up. I pray that message really, really penetrates your heart, and you pray into the scripture, and God reveals to you what it is that you are called to do and more details around what He has called you to do in Jesus' name. All right, you all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank You. I thank You for Your sons and Your daughters under the sound of my voice. I thank You for their calling, the calling over their life, God. Whether You have revealed it to them or not, God, I thank You for revealing it to them. I thank You for giving them more details around their calling, God. I thank You for them seeking You earnestly in prayer, building that relationship, and seeing You in everything that they experience in this earthly realm, Lord. Let them receive a word from You just by looking at the TV, just by looking at the news, just by looking at past experience, just by having a normal conversation with a friend, family, or colleague, God. Let them see You in the midst, God. Open their spiritual eyes right now, God, and let them see what You are doing in every moment of their lives. God, we thank You. We thank You for allowing them to even come on this call this morning, God, and seeking You. Your word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. So, God, we just thank You for allowing us to give You our first fruits, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just ask that You continuously protect our minds, protect our bodies, protect our spirits, God, from the chaos of this world, God. We come against anything that is preventing us from receiving a word from You. We come against anything that is preventing us from moving forward in our calling, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against anything, fear, we come against anything, doubt, we come against anything, Lord, the lack mentality, we come against that in the name of Jesus. God, we thank You. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your mercy. And we thank You for Your favor, God, all over us. We just believe that there is favor over our lives, God. There is favor. I'm going to say it again. Favor, favor over our lives. Lord, allow us not to just listen to, you know, what people may be saying. Have us to tune it out in the name of Jesus, and have us to be discerning on who we share what you have called us to do in this earthly realm. God, we thank you. We don't take it for granted that you have breathed a fresh breath down our lungs, God, and expanded our lungs, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for allowing us to wake up and see another day. God, we thank you for this work week. We ask that you bless us on every phone call, bless our transportation and how we get there to and from work, God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We lift your name on high, God, and we count it all joy. We count it all joy in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.